not part of our culture, you know, as a people, as a party, Zap, to celebrate the death or demise of someone else. But in this case, we have no option but somehow to welcome his passing on. If you look into history, the North Korean, they were, you know, responsible for training the 50th Brigade, which killed a lot of people in Matola and the Midlands. And also, some of the remnants of the 50th Brigade are still around in Zimbabwe. They are doing most of the, you know, violence on the civilian population. So in a way, we, in as much as we don't like it, but we have no option but to welcome his passing on. And we believe maybe this is a particularly bad year for dictators. And maybe, hopefully, soon and very soon, others will also follow.
There are some who are saying it's an unfair attack on this leader, since he was not in control of the country during that time when the disturbances in Matabeleland took place.
Yeah, but if you go back into history again, he was already in the security system. You know, his father or his grandfather was it. His one was in charge of the country. So in a way, it's almost like that family is like an institution now. Even if the attack is unfair, we believe it is deserved. They have conducted themselves in a manner, even internally in their own country, where they suppress their own population. They are actually part of the pillars that support the dictators, especially in Africa, ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe in particular.